joined now in studio for a rare May appearance by one of the busiest people we know in the month of May, Representative Christy Purcell. Good morning, Representative Purcell.
Good morning. You? I cannot Good tell morning. You how excited I am to be here in person, live, with the dog. The whole experience, not having to call in.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Zoom's just not the same.
It's not.
Have you ever had to call us from the floor?
No, no, because
you're not. Yeah, you're not.
No, Melissa Hortman's not a morning person. the speaker emerita.
Yeah.
Who was in charge of the schedule.
Oh.
And also, we have a midnight rule. So if we're like on the floor until midnight, we're not going to go back on.
I don't know. The Senate does it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, the Senate is a special place. And they don't have a midnight rule. And I think the legislative day begins at 7. So they adjourn at 7 a.m.
Oh.
If they do the all night thing.
Yeah, that just seems so backwards.
It doesn't seem like you're making good decisions at that point.
I know. Anyway, so what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about what's been going on up there? You want to talk about something you're working on? Do you just want to talk about being back in your district today?
Well, I just got back last night, so I don't feel like I'm immersed yet. So this is a fun thing maybe for you guys and maybe some listeners. On, I forget what day it was, maybe Tuesday, there's lots of like this crowd of legislators at the front of the house before we gaveled in, and I was like, what is going on? What's the big deal? And there was a guy standing up there, and I guess his name is Kevin O'Connell.
Oh,
yeah.
KOC, baby.
KOC.
Yeah.
So well, I had
he's actually Ryan's personal hero.
Sure.
Ryan.
Sure.
He's the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
Sure.
I didn't know either.
I'm like, I know this should be registering based on what you're doing, but
nope.
I know several people who are 100% like head over heels in love with KOC because of the dimples.
I mean, he is a tall, handsome man.
Yes, he
is. Hold on. Now I'm looking this up. Yeah. This is the game changer here, folks. Keep talking.
I can show you my picture.
Okay.
So I was like, do I need to, should I know what this person like? Anyway.
Mm.
So that was
solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
So it was fun. And it was my my colleague and the person I sit next to on the floor, Cedric's birthday.
Mm.
And so we had this like sort of resolution, like fawning over, because he just got some award.
Okay.
And
he was the coach of the year in the NFL.
Yes.
And
Cedric next to me was like, "When is the Super Bowl?" But
that's funny.
But then he was like, "Well, my wife really loves the Vikings, so like, would you take a picture of me with him?" And so
that's hilarious.
I was like, "Okay,
that's super funny."
He's kind of fanning out a little bit, a little
he
fanboy.
Was Cedric was definitely not, and I was not, because I was like, who is this person?
Yeah. It's more for his wife.
It was definitely for his
okay.
wife.
Gotcha.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I was like, did that get you some good brownie points? He was like, yeah. So
but you get it. I mean, when the frost wore down on
totally fangirling.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I love that. Yeah,
so that was a fun thing. I guess maybe I missed an email that he was going to, because I was just like, oh, who is that person? So that was fun,
that's cool.
I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
That's cool.
And then, you know, my colleagues and I were just like, our job is so weird. It's so strange. And then like the next day there were like sheep on the lawn. And then...
The way you just said that.
Yep.
They're like,
yep.
Sheep.
Or goats.
Oh, my
goats. Sheep. I love goats, man. I love goats.
Oh, they're so cute.
They're so cute. I just showed Ryan a picture.
Oh,
so,
I like
you
that.
Know, this job.
Yeah.
It's really random. It reflects the people and the communities of Minnesota. Yesterday, there were like three different groups of protesters, or I don't know if they were protesters, rallies on the Capitol steps. Here's the other thing about May. We finally get some nice weather, typically.
Yeah.
I mean, the beginning of the week, it was still April. But, like, so there are activities in the rotunda that still happen. Mm-hmm. But then there's, like, the possibility for bigger things.
It spills out onto the lawn.
Yes. Mm. And so the sheep was, it was like Parks Day, Three Rivers Parks.
Sure.
Came up.
Sure.
And then it was like DFL Senior Caucus protests. They were playing like Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. I was just like out walking because I do a lot of sitting. It was nice out, and then I was like,
"It was a senior protest, so yeah. It was all the stuff that I love."
It was the Joan Baez, it was the Bob Dylan,
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yep, and that's my jam too. So yeah. I was just like, "Oh, the music, what is this?" And that's always, or I'm always just like, "What is happening today?"
Times they are a changing, and they changed way back behind me.
And sort of sad how true a lot of the lyrics continue to be.
Indeed.
Yeah. But one of my, for sure, my favorite like event that happened this week. There was a rally for mobile home park owners.
Oh.
So this
mobile home park owners. Okay.
Or like, you know, people who own mobile homes.
Oh, okay.
That aren't really mobile. Manufactured homes.
Manufactured housing.
Yeah.
So they own their own homes, but then you have to rent
the lot
underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there was a great turnout from our friends at Viking Terrace.
Fantastic.
And there was a great turnout from communities across the state.
Good.
And the rally was just really...
Because it sounds like this is a wide-scale problem. Like, this isn't just here and there.
No.
Like,
it's across the country.
It's everywhere. I mean,
because private equity is getting involved.
Buying up
all just these like
lots
in communities. Retirement communities, mm-hmm. Healthcare, all these places where it's like, no one should be making money when people are just trying to afford to live.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Right.
So... It was really, really exciting and empowering, and some folks who, you know, I've developed a relationship here, but mm-hmm. folks from other communities across the state, too, mm-hmm. who I've developed relationships with, were there. And so it was just like really positive energy of folks being hyped to be there.
Nice.
And that was in the rotunda. I mean, a lot of folks who are on fixed income or, you know, on disability. Historically, that has been, you know, affordable housing for them. Yep. So, you know, a bunch of folks who are in walkers and wheelchairs and stuff like that. So it was just really warmed my heart to see those folks and get to support what they're doing, which is trying to pass some legislation that caps the lot rent at 3% annually.
3% increase annually?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yep. Thank you. Mm. You've been awake a little bit longer than I have, Ryan. And then an actual option to buy before these properties are sold.
To buy the lot.
Like
to buy the park.
To form a co-op?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yep. Interesting. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that people can
be
more in charge of their own destiny.
Sure.
You know, all of this popped up in Northfield a couple of years ago.
3 years ago.
3 years ago with Viking Terrace. Yep. And there was a lot that that went on. And we were fortunate here at KYMN because we had a news intern who took a great interest in that story, Kelly, and was just did a phenomenal job. We don't have the resources to cover a story the way that she did. But that doesn't mean that story has gone away.
No, it's not. Because we had to get the Attorney General involved because of the predatory practices. I mean,
but it's things sort of waned a little bit. But then they in the last year the owner of the park has been jacking up the rent and
sort of threatening to have folks individually pay for garbage, pay for water, pay for these things that used to
that be included in their lot rent.
Yeah. So they're not increasing lot rent necessarily.
Yeah.
But it's not great. So I've been really happy just to support the leadership that's happening in that neighborhood and support the bill and, you know, make sure the Attorney General is up to date on mm-hmm. what is happening and the kind of communication that folks are getting.
Yeah.
But it was just so wonderful to see some of our residents, you know, in the rotunda and getting folks fired up and getting organized and bringing joy to the fight. Right.
I mean, they have to, because that's something that could have very easily just continued to go unchecked, undealt with, and people just be like, well, I guess it is what it is. What am I going to do? It's like, no, if you get the word out there and people start mobilizing, because then especially other people are going to hear about this and be like, yeah, us too.
It's a collective problem.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is not an individual problem.
Right. And well, you start seeing the scope of it and you're
it's also a systemic problem.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, and exactly. It's
nationwide.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I think, you know, some folks feel some kind of way. They feel shame or embarrassment or, you know, for being on a fixed income or whatever. It's like, nope.
No.
You earned those benefits.
Yeah.
Right.
And you deserve to live with dignity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And really, this is one of the last avenues of affordable home ownership when you look at the median price of homes in our community and across the state. It is completely unaffordable for so many people. Mm-hmm. So it was just really wonderful, and I was happy to get to support. We did go over to the Senate to try to find our senator, who I guess had gone home for the day. So I'm going to be following up with Senator Liskey, and you know,
When you see him, would you tell him that we'd love to get him on this show?
I will, because I presume I will see him. New Prague High School is doing a tour of the Capitol. I forget, one day next week.
Okay.
And so that's when sometimes I see him, when we like meet the groups of students and give
even,
a little
even
spiel.
Even after the session is over, we'd love to have him on just to talk to him.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got a lot of invitations, and I just want to say this as a blanket statement.
Yeah.
I recognize the fact that there's a lack of representation on folks who have opinions closer to Senator Liskey's. On this station, but that's not for. It's not because we're not asking, right? It's not because we're not trying. It's just it's just we can't get some of these people to come on the show.
Yeah, we always invite people to come on who have opposing views and say your part. We'd love to hear from you.
That's democracy, baby. Mm-hmm. That's
exactly right. That's right. Freedom of speech. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So now we've wasted most of your time here, but I've got like like 15 minutes of questions to ask you in the next 4 minutes. First of all, we're getting to the point where you're talking about omnibus bills, and some things have already passed through the House. What have we passed to this point?
So yesterday we passed.
Oh, sorry.
Real quick, just for anybody out there who may not be familiar with the term omnibus, what is that?
Well, that's a term we're trying not to use because of that exact question. Mm. Because what is that?
Sure.
It's basically so. It's a budget year. So these are the like kind of bills that are the different pieces of the budget. So like the one that it has to do with all the money is a finance bill.
Mm.
It's not necessarily like a standalone, like one issue, one topic. It's like, how do we fund the state and local government? So like yesterday we passed the state and local government and elections, finance bills separately. There was a policy bill as well that don't have financial implications.
Sure.
So keeping those kind of separate, but it's like several, you know, line items of
it's covering a lot of ground.
Yes.
For those nuts and bolts things.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, so we did the, what did I just say? State and local gov and elections.
Okay.
We passed both a finance bill and a policy bill yesterday on the floor.
That's good.
We did some standalone. There was an interlocking ignition bill because my colleague who represents the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park. And there were nurses from Methodist Hospital because they lost one of their own, also a server from Park Tavern, when a drunk driver who I think had five, a lot, and was four times over the legal limit, drove onto the patio and killed, you know,
so drunk that the car was parked, got into his car, started it, put it in drive, thought he put it in reverse, and just
So And then a standalone built to have signage for AEDs. So, you know, whether it's a rest stops or churches or schools or things like that, that does not have a fiscal implication. The local group would need to raise the money to get the sign. But just to better locate where that life-saving, defibrillator, I forget what AED stands for, but to better highlight so that if, you know, a dummy like me who got trained in this 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it's so easy to use, but not if I don't know where the
pads are supposed to go.
Yes, exactly. And, and where I don't know where the machine is inside a building.
Yeah. Right.
So those are some standalone bills, but the budget bills we continue to churn through. So I think we have five on the docket for Monday, including the environment bill, which I am the co-vice chair of. But let's see, what else have we passed this week?
Can I ask you about the ag bill, which you're not on the ag committee anymore?
Nope, we did pass that one.
You were trying to get an initiative into the ag bill, some family to farm money. It's that basically was going to allow for like something like Market Fair to buy produce from producers at a farmer's market and then give that food to food shelves.
So that's a program that has existed in the past.
Yes.
All of that money's been cut federally, which I think on the same day that got cut from USDA, then RFK Jr. was like, it would be so great if we could get local food in schools. It was like, well, we had that infrastructure. And we lost $18 million at the state for farm to school and institution, which includes, you know, going to our local food shelf here. So I'm glad to hear that there's some of that program still happening. We did come through with some money at the state, not $18 million, to try to replace that, because it does have a triple bottom line. Yeah. You know, it's keeping the money in our communities. It's paying our local farmers. The kids are getting healthier food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's such a win.
It just makes sense all over the place.
Yeah. Sure, so there's some money, but we don't have the coffers that the federal government has.
Yeah.
So please support that effort, you know, through the food shelf here locally in the Riverwalk Market. And I know my farm, I'm a member at Springwind Farm CSA, and you can support and pay the farmers directly to be growing that food and then donating it to the food.
Yeah,
shelf.
So there's lots of ways to still keep it going. Christy, we could keep talking to you, but we gotta get going because we have a very full News with a Side of Sports segment coming up.
I'm sure you do. One thing after I talked to you guys on Friday, I was running into the chamber. I rounded the corner running up the stairs, and there was all of the fourth and fifth graders from Prairie Creek.
Oh, fantastic.
And it was such an amazing little kismet moment. And
that's
we
awesome.
Snapped a photo. And the kids were sort of looking at me blankly. And then I was like, I'm Henry and Franklin's mom. And they were all like, oh!
Yeah. There it is.
Was so great to get to just be my kid's mom at the Capitol, which I don't often get to be unless I make them come to work with me. So so that was really fun.
That's awesome.
And always happy to see folks at the Capitol be up there another 2.5 weeks.
We got our fingers crossed for you.
Hopefully we can be done by May 19th.
Here's hoping.
Go get them, Tiger.
Thank you.